The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Real Estate Radio LA. This radio program talks about the good, the bad, and the ugly of real estate today right here in Los Angeles. Take the opportunity to ask your host, Gil Azcarotti of eXp Realty, one of the fastest growing real estate companies in the United States, about his incredible experiences in the real estate market. From agents to owners to property managers, fixing and flipping houses, and everything in between, he has seen it all. These topics and more right here, right now on Real Estate Radio LA. And now your host, Gil Azcarotti.
Welcome to Real Estate Radio LA. I am your host, Gil Azcarotti, the realtor to the stars, and you're all stars to me. I am a real estate agent, 20-something years, and been doing this for a while, and I've always wanted to have my own radio show. And what do I know best? Real estate. So Real Estate Radio LA was born. I remember back in the 80s with Rick Dees and Chuy de la Puente. And No Tengo Tiempo Para Ti. If you are Latino, you know what that means. It doesn't have time for you. Doesn't have time for you. But I have time for you. Si tengo tiempo para ti. Again, Gil Gilberto Azcarte de Colombia here representing all the Latinos in Los Angeles. And the people with the American dream. And the American dream is usually revolves around real estate, doesn't necessarily always, but owning your own business, owning real estate. But is that it? Is that the American dream? Just that? No, it's financial freedom. That's why a lot of us came from another country to be here in the greatest country in the world and make something of ourselves that we couldn't do in another country. So let's start off by my DRE number is 01298646. This show is for information and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended to give you legal or business or CPA accounting advice. Please consult your local professional for your particular situation. But if I was you, I would listen to me because I'm going to do it for free. Your attorney's going to charge you a lot of money. So hire me because I am self-funded. I am not bought and paid for like your politicians. I do this out of my own pocket. So if you like what this station represents and what you hear, please pick up the phone and refer me to your friends and family. So what do? I sell real estate. I help you buy real estate. I help you manage that property management. Maybe you've got a fix and a flip in your own house and you don't have the money. Bring me in. I will help you fix it. We'll put a plan together for that financial freedom. So I call it flip your own home. We'll let you borrow the money. We'll give you the contractors, and we'll make what looks like a tough situation into a moneymaker. What else? Multi-residential apartments, investment properties. And what I bring to the table, which very few agents even think about or talk about, because all they want to do is buy and sell, keep it simple. I want to do what's best for you. Maybe buying and selling isn't the best situation for you. Maybe it's buy and hold and rent it out. And then the rents don't make sense because the interest rates went up or the price of the property went up, and it doesn't make financial sense. So you're going to sit on the sideline for 5, 6, 7 years. Or you can invest with me and we can have a plan and Airbnb it. Nobody talks about that. I will help you find the property in the best location, the best property, something sexy where it sells every day in short-term rental. And guess what my topic is about? I've talked about it before many times. I've actually had Steve on the show before. And Steve is a repeat, and I don't usually have a lot of repeat guests. So Steve, you must have done something right. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Thank you, Jill. Thanks for having me today.
You're more than welcome. Now, you have a company, but before we get into that, I want to talk about the man behind the message. When you were born, Airbnb didn't exist, so you couldn't have said to your parents, I want to be an Airbnb property guy, right? What did you do before you came up with this great business model?
That's right. Well, I'm a serial entrepreneur. I think, like a lot of people probably are. Before this, I had an e-commerce business for 10 years. I was selling various products online. And before that, I was the CEO of Absolutely New in San Francisco for 15 years. It was an advertising and consumer products development firm.
So you were developing products.
Yeah, like new innovations, and we'd help the people get their patents, and we'd develop the products. We'd sell some ideas, and we would try to put some of the ideas directly into retail.
Wow, what a great business. I've always loved that. So that's why you and I come from the same cloth, is we're entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And you say like a lot of people. I'll tell you, very few are. I think the majority of the people are, let's get a job, play it safe, and not go out and risk and invest, and they want to have their paycheck every 7 or you know, 2 weeks. And you and I go out and look at the world differently and say, hey, the world is our oyster, and there's a lot of opportunity out there. So I applaud you for that. So that's what you were doing before. Besides being really good looking, living in Hollywood Hills, and being single and living the American dream, that's the American dream right there. You're living the dream right there. What else can you tell me a little bit about you? Were you brought up here in L.A.?
No, I'm from the Bay Area, San Francisco. I don't know. You know, I was in my early days, I was a professional soccer player. Not that amazing soccer player, but I did do that for a little while.
And, now, did you have the P word right before that? Professional? You actually got
paid?
My
family is from Croatia, and I actually played in Croatia for a couple years. And then I retired when I was about 24. I had a lot of hobbies. I had my own patents, and that's how I started this company Absolutely New, which was launching other people's inventions. You know, I had my own, just developing. I just had a lot of ideas when I was kind of growing up, and I did the sports career on a side just so I wouldn't regret it. You know, just got that out of the way. But really, I wanted to get into my ideas, my entrepreneurs. I mean, I had these products I wanted to invent. Instead of starting those companies, I started this company that helped other people.
That's fantastic.
It's just a long career of just chasing ideas, you know. Some worked, some didn't work.
But you learn along the way. I actually love that because I've always wanted to do it. I always tell people, anytime you want to do brainstorming, just invite me. Right, I love to do that because you get the ideas of all these people from different parts of the world and different, you know, backgrounds, and all of a sudden somebody comes up with something and says, hey, why don't you guys try this? And it ends up being a gold mine. So good for you. I did not know that. And you and I have spent a lot of time together, and we've worked together, and I did not know that you were a professional soccer player. So the World Cup, loving it? Are you even watching it?
Yeah, I've been watching it, yeah. I've even been to a few of them in my lifetime, so I enjoy them quite a bit.
No. I can't get enough. Good for you. So that's why I always do the man behind the message. So now people learn where you came from. So now you come up with this company, and again, it's a fairly new concept, Airbnb. Vacation Homes 365, right? Vacation Homes 365?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, like a lot of businesses, you come up with them by accident. You know, people who have business, maybe you know what I mean, right? Because when you try, so how it, I guess you were going to ask me probably how it came about was I was taking a break from one of the companies I had. I was actually, you know, taking one of those trips, you know, for 6 months where you relax and you go around the world and travel. And so, of course, what am I going to do with my property while I'm gone, right? And I think a lot of people, that's how they try Airbnb. They're like, oh, I'm going to go on vacation, right? Well, what am I going to, you know, maybe I should try Airbnb and rent. And so that's actually how it started, you know, is I went on this trip and then you realize you can make pretty good money, you know, doing this. And so while I was traveling, I had not, you know, I was like trying to figure out what I wanted to do, and I was making money on Airbnb. And I said, of course, the entrepreneurial mind of myself said, well, maybe I can do this, right? Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can do it yourself as opposed to paying somebody else to do it.
Yeah, I'm like, immediately I thought, I need to get more properties, right? That was the first thing I had in mind. So that's what happened. And I got my first property over there by the Hollywood Bowl, which was a triplex you know, right by the, I still have it actually. It's a, and you can imagine that was like a gold mine. I was literally a block away from
what
the
year?
Hollywood
what
Bowl.
Year was this, Steve?
This is 2015.
Your timing was pretty darn good right there too. So the market it wasn't in the bottom; it was going up. Airbnb was really still newer, and you go out and get a triplex next to Hollywood Bowl. Wow.
Exactly. And then before I knew it, I had about 7 properties in the first 12 months.
Wow. You just got better looking.
And, you know, I was just doing my own properties for 2 or 3 years. And then just after, you know, and then I got into helping other people after that. And that's where the business is now.
Right. And so now you manage. Can you tell me how many properties more or less you guys are managing now?
We have 110 properties, and they span from L.A. County down to Orange County, and some in Joshua Tree.
Wow. So this is not a small Johnny-come-lately. This is a business that's established. He is not looking for quantity. He's looking for quality. Okay? That's really what defines that. So when you and I talk about this all the time, and we actually had somebody call us from the show, and I didn't do enough due diligence, and you didn't either, and we show up and we go, oh, we're not even going in. Remember that? And you're like, if that's the house, Gil, call me later. And we both just said, you're right, it's not worth it. It'll never sell. It's going to be more work than it's worth. It didn't qualify.
Yeah.
So talk to me about the perfect property. What are we looking for? So when I go out and I have an investor, and the investor says, hey, Gil, I'm picking you out of all the real estate all the real estate agents in the world, which is every other person is a real estate agent. What makes me different is this. Okay. Is we know it's a business about numbers. Let's talk about the property real quick. What are you looking for?
Yeah.
When I talk about sex appeal, you'd say it in a different way.
Yeah. There's a few. As far as like the actual attributes of the property, there's actually goes beyond the attributes of the property, but I'll go into depth. But first of all, the property itself, it needs to look like you're on vacation, right? So when you walk into the property, the way it's furnished, the way it's designed, and the welcoming of it. And another big part of this is the outdoor areas. So outdoor areas and pools guarantee you, profitability,
a bigger return. So when you have a view in Hollywood Hills with a pool, and you know that's going to sell a lot more than something on the flats, maybe still in Hollywood, with a small backyard. They still work. One's just going to make you a lot more money.
Exactly. The view is also on the top of the list. So the pool, the view, the outdoor area. People imagining themselves, they're sort of in a resort, right?
Right. On vacation, right? That's exactly what it's about. We got a minute before we're going to go on a break. And I call it the wow factor. Even when you're buying and selling, I always tell people, what makes your property different? Where's the wow factor? Is it the backyard? Is it the fireplace? Is it the living room? Is it the game room? And we're going to talk about the famous cactus house that you and I are working on to bring that to market, where people can actually do corporate events there, weddings. They can do, you know, overnights. They can do, you know, 3 weeks a week. We're going to talk about that because you've absolutely amazed me on how the quality of service on that. But we're going to be back right after this short little break. Steve, you can stick around?
Yes.
Okay, buddy. So Gil Ascarati, Real Estate Radio LA at realestateradiola.com. We'll be back right after this. Attention seniors, is your family all grown up and out of the house? Are you still living in that big home with all that monthly maintenance? Maybe it's time to downsize, or should I say, right-size. Gil Ascarati here, VXP Realty, your trusted real estate guy on the radio. If it's time for a smaller house or moving closer to family, take advantage of today's hot real estate market and call me for a free, no-obligation home evaluation. More than likely, you're sitting on a gold mine. That's money you could use for a comfortable retirement, to travel, or to help family members. Don't lose it now, this late in the game. Call me, Gil Ascarati of eXp Realty, to help you plan your next move. 818-632-8006. That's 818-632-8006. Or go to realestateradiola.com. That's realestateradiola.com. And remember to tune in to Real Estate Radio LA every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 870, The Answer.
DRE number 01298646.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio LA. I have the pleasure of having Steve. Steve, what's your last name, buddy?
Barberich.
That's why I never pronounce it, because I'm afraid to hack it up. But it sounds like a soccer player with that last name. And then, okay, so we were talking about the wow factor, and the wow factor brought us to the Cactus House. And I talk about this house all the time because it is in the San Fernando Valley. But if you're going to and from Malibu and the beach, you take Topanga, or you're in Calabasas, Topanga and Mulholland is the famous Cactus House that we have converting, we meaning you and I and the owner, and we've been able to convince him it just makes a lot more money because it's such an iconic property. But what makes that particular property so desirable for a business like you and so much, you know, more profitable for the landlord?
Yeah, that's a good question. The reason why that property is so unique, and I'll go over exactly about it, but what people want to rent on Airbnb is they want what's on the cover of the magazine. They go for what's the most unique, flashiest, kind of bizarre. Whatever catches people's attention are the first properties that go on Airbnb, because when people come as groups of friends and family, they want to have an experience, right? So that particular house, it was designed like, it's such a unique house. Like you told me the story, like I guess a president actually drove this house across the country. What was it?
Yeah, a past president, I think it was Eisenhower, brought it from somewhere, towed it. We had the pictures of it while I was on the truck, and they dropped it off there, and it got added onto a guy named Jeff Everson, who is Corey Everson, the famous bodybuilder back in the 80s and 90s, ex-husband, built the house, put it together, and he's OCD. So he couldn't stand to see the surroundings dirty, so he went and paid out of his own pocket to fix it up and plant these cactus, thousands of cactus across the street on city and state and, you know, property that doesn't even belong to him, and he puts them in pots and put lighting. It's spectacular. So this is such a unique property that when I was able to call you and you got excited about it just with the pictures, and then we were walked the property and I could see you just going, oh no, this my numbers are way off. Remember that?
This guy was, like you say, so OCD or whatever the word is. The way it's designed, like there's like old Western chandeliers, look like old Western wagons. It's like a Indian buffalo carvings all over the house. It's kind of like this Indian spiritual feeling. And
it's the West. It's the West. You know, it's Montana coming to Woodland Hills. And now with your design team, which is amazing, but we'll get into Ashley in a little bit because she's been great. But let's talk about this particular house, because we really think it's going to be something special. Again, it's iconic, and you're dressing it up and you're helping us dressing it up. But let's go. What makes this particular property so great? It's going to be a unique experience. There is nothing like it.
Yeah.
There's no competition.
It's not only branded, you know, like a famous house because of the cactuses and the theme style. It has a lot of other features. It has an incredible koi pond with turtles and fish, and has a swimming pool area that looks like you're in a resort. So from head to toe, like between the familiar brand and just everything about it, it's the kind of thing that stands out.
And the location. So you're talking about Woodland Hills, Calabasas. You're 20 minutes from Malibu. Right? You're an hour and a half from, you know, from Disneyland. So it's still, you can go to Santa Barbara. It's still great location. So when somebody Googles it and looks at it, a map saying, wow, this is unbelievable. And one of the things in you and I, and we, again, in our brainstorming and in our just creativity, we went in and we said, this garage conversion, what did we turn that into?
That's the casino room.
A casino. And we are talking about first grade casino tables and poker table and a blackjack table and a bar. And then we have the pool room with a pool table and pinball machines and another bar. And this thing is going to be an experience like no other. So if there's anybody out there that is interested in doing something different, and I'm telling you why this property is so famous, and you and I were outside and getting the experience, I could see how excited you were getting, and I kept on telling you, wait till you see it. I ever leave that gate open, people will line up to go inside. They just say, I've been driving by this property for 20 years. I need to see what's behind the walls. They're not sure. Some people thought it was a mission. Some people thought it was a Mexican restaurant. And I said, you guys just can't walk in. It's a private residence. They're going, I have to. And that's what's going to make it so great. But with your expertise and your team, and now we'll go into Ashley, who's been amazing in her design. Tell me a little bit about your design team and your support staff.
Yeah. So most people, when they have a house, it's empty. So they need someone to help them do the interior design. We found that that's just almost everyone we come across, if they try to do that themselves, they literally take, 6 weeks or 8 weeks.
They'll take 6 months because analysis paralysis
when they're done. Right. It doesn't look good when they're done either. So we actually do this at cost, for people because we're trying to get this rental going, right? So, and it's one of the more enjoyable parts of the process too.
I agree with you. I love it. Ashley's been unbelievable. She sends over this design board of all these tables and chairs and these lamps, and we're like, wow! Now we see it in my cellar, or it's not selling. Everybody, relax. My landlord, the owner, Scott and Gabe are like, okay. You know what? If we need a little bit more money on the budget, go for it. Because you won her over with your support staff, with Ashley's professionalism, with, transparency and saying, hey, this table cost X and you're going to pay X. You're not going to pay X plus something. You're paying her for her time and you're going to make money when this thing is actually on the market and it's producing. So your concept of, hey, I would rather have you hire my design team because it's going to take us a month as opposed to 5 or 6 months and it's never going to happen and it's not going to be as nice because she is really, really talented. Let's go through some numbers, buddy, because time flies when we're having fun and I'm loving it. I hope you are as much as I am because I really think there's a lot of value here. So let's take this again. We're looking for quality properties, not quantity properties. Even though you've taken my 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom property in Sherman Oaks, and you did that. You've done that for me, and you're handling that. We're making much more money than we would have just as a rental. So that's how you got me, right? The fact that you even showed up for a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, and you were saying, I usually don't do this, but your mom is relentless. And she tracked you down. So let's talk about a regular house, beautiful. It has a location. It has that wow factor because we only got a couple minutes. But it would regularly rent for $10,000 a month. Okay, that's not your average property. $10,000 a month. What is your return on that to the landlord?
So if the house is above average, it's 2.2 to 3 times the long-term rent. Even a house that has no special attributes makes on Airbnb, almost every house works in LA and Orange County. They make twice the long-term rent.
So let's summarize that. So instead of $10,000, it makes $20,000 to $30,000. Now the math works, ladies and gentlemen. If you are sitting on the sideline, get off the sideline, pick up the phone, call me. Steve and I will get together for you and tell you what you need to do and if this is something that he's interested, because not everybody's going to qualify. So you're talking about if it produces, let's split the difference. Let's say two and a half times. So $25,000 a month. And now after your fees and expenses, let's say they're going to generate $18,000 when it used to generate 10. That's $8,000 a month. Do the math. That's $100,000 a year more. That is,
and they're fully rented.
And they're fully rented. What makes him so talented too? It's he reduces the price in the lower times. He hires the price in the big demand times, and it stays rented as opposed to staying empty. That is why I do not recommend you do this on your own, that you pick up the phone, you call me, I will put you in contact with Steve. Steve, we are running out of time, buddy. I wish, I'll have you back on the show. I love it. I think there's a lot of value here. I didn't want to rush through it all. You are wonderful. God bless you. Hey, Katie, can we still say God bless you? We can. Well, God bless you. God bless our troops. God bless America. This is Gil Ascarati with Real Estate Radio LA. Please reach out to me or go to my website, realestateradiola.com. That's realestateradiola.com.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio LA with your host, Gil Ascarati of eXp Realty. If you would like to contact Gil directly, go to realestateradiola.com. That's realestateradiola.com. Or call him right now at 818-632-8006. That's 818-632-8006. If you're interested in learning more about the unique selling propositions he's spoken about on the show, or if you're a licensed real estate agent looking to join a successful team, Gil is looking for talented, ambitious professionals all over California. Log on to realestateradiola.com or call Gil at 818-632-8006. That's 818-632-8006.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.